Like, if you're not somebody that wants to be posting all the time, figure out other avenues, right? Like, there's other ways to get, you know, content out there. And it's like, either you're on a podcast or you're doing an interview or you're, you know, helping somebody with their brand or something like that, right? So you're just getting onto another platform or another profile, and it's just a collaborative situation where it's showing up on your page. So I have a ton of that as well, which kind of is like, I wouldn't say cheating, but it's like a little secret sauce to like, hey, like, if you don't want to be posting all the time, or you're just like, you know, maybe stepped out of your creativity. And that's another thing, right? Creativity is like the main magic, like secret sauce behind a lot of this content.
Welcome to the Apollonia Rothwell Show, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a life of purpose and success. I'm Apollonia Rothwell, CEO of True Safety and your guide on this transformative journey. Join me in powerful conversations with CEOs and industry leaders who aren't afraid to shake things up as they share their insights and wisdom to fuel your ambition. Get ready to lead a life that resonates with purpose. This is the Apollonia Rothwell Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Apollonia Rothwell Show. And I have already been having good vibes, really good energy on our off-air conversation. We have Christabel Joseph, and holy smokes, we have somebody that's going to bring it all to you today. Today's going to be a really awesome show, casual conversation. Christabel is the CEO of Luxco Media. She is a hyper connector, which is amazing, a speaker and accountability coach. And we're going to link all of her contact information in this episode. But Christabel, how are you today? How are you?
I'm absolutely magical. Thank you so much for having me on. Like, this is such an incredible experience. And like, your show is incredible. Like, everything that you're doing, like, you're so beautiful. Like, I can just feel such amazing energy. And I just can't wait to just get all mushy and like in this like love fest. Like, I can't wait.
We already are. And you're joining us out of Vancouver, which is so amazing. And you are so gorgeous as well. And this is what this show is about. Is I'm so excited to dive into just life. And, you know, it was really cool off air. I was like, hey, how are you doing? And you're like, magical. Like, that just sets the tone. Like, good vibes. And I told her, I was like, lucky girl syndrome. This is how we're living life in 2023 and forever moving forward. But Christabel, I am so excited to talk with you because I feel like we have a lot of listeners, and this is like including myself. I'm going to ask you a lot of personal questions because you're a social media star. You're a social media content creator superstar. And what's really, really interesting to me is the seriousness in social media content creation in today's age. I don't care if you're a business owner, if you're an employee, if you love the gym, if you hate the gym, if you are a stay-at-home mom and you're amazing at cooking. It's no longer, that'd be really cool if you're good at social media. No, it's almost a must to build your brand, your personal brand, business owner or not. Do you agree with that?
100%. Like, I couldn't agree more. I feel like having your business, being a CEO, whoever you are, having a strong brand presence is literally everything. Yeah. And nobody cares all about your business. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to building like human connection, people care about your authenticity, and bring that to the table. I want to see who the rawness is, you know, inside of that shell, right? Like, what you see should be like what you get. You know what I mean? Like, through all of it, like the good, the bad, like we're humans, right? We're human beings. Wow. Like, what does it mean to be, right? Like, that's what I want to translate on as many people's social media as possible, right? Like, what's the intention behind each post, right? Like, what do you want to give? What do you want to serve to this world?
Oh my gosh. My brain is going in a million different directions because I seriously have so many personal questions with social media. And then I feel like I speak for 90% of the listeners of just how do I get started? How do I, you know, what's the purpose of my content? And I feel like, okay, I feel like you're the coach and now I am just like your, like I am like a student in your class right now, because what you've described is exactly me. Like you said, nobody cares about all you do is work. Like that's true. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I struggle with, oh, what do I post? Like, oh my gosh, I just need to post all about work. And I can't let anybody know that like I'm not at the office 8 to 5 because I just need to show that I'm a workhorse 24/7. But like, that's not the truth. Like mm-hmm. I do have children and I'm a wife and I go to the gym mm-hmm. and like I have these aspects of me that I still on my social, like I don't know. I feel like I don't know how to promote all that. So do you feel like a lot of business owners come to you and they're like, how do I get started? What are some tips you would
totally.
Give on like a small business owner,
yeah.
like how do they start promoting themselves?
100%. So if you're actually looking at a business, right? And you see like a business can be many things, right? Like you're a podcast host and you know, like I'm a coach, I'm an accountability coach. Like there's so many coaches out there. There's so many people that host podcasts out there. So what separates you from the crowd, right? If all you're doing is posting about your podcast, like, okay, like there's so much more to it, right? Like people want to get to know you as a person, right? So I always kind of recommend people to have like at least 3 or 4 different content pillars that are super strong, and they can be brand related. They can be also educational. So the if you look at your Instagram and your social media, the intention for this is actually a marketing platform, right? People use this to market who they are, what they want to show to the world. And the reason why I follow like certain accounts is because I'm learning something. You know what I mean? Like there's some kind of value. I've never
thought about it like that.
Yeah. So what is, you know, what's in it for the people that are watching, right? What's in it for the people that follow your page? Like they don't want to see what you're eating every day. And, you know, like they want to know the recipe, how you're making it, right? Like, what are they actually going to learn by, you know, following your stories or whatever it is? So it should be some kind of aspect of value that you're giving to your audience, right? And getting them engaged, giving them tips, giving them life hacks, something that's going to accelerate their growth as a human, right? We all have so much wisdom to share through our own like life experiences. Like that's kind of how I use my Instagram page, is my life lessons, you know, starting my business, being super raw about, you know, the struggles of being in a business. It's not all glamour and, you know, all this. Like sometimes it means sleeping on your mom's couch, right? For a couple of months, right? Mm-hmm. Just being completely true with who you are, and also just, you know, getting people, building up a community and giving people permission to, you know, go through life as raw as it can be, you know, and as beautiful from all sides of the spectrum.
Oh my God. I picked up a pen so I can start taking, I picked up a pen and I'm hyper writing squiggles because this is so good. This is an episode that I'm going to be listening back on because oh my gosh, this is like a lot of great piece of advice. I love this podcast. I love this show already because people are immediately taking and downloading like actionable steps today. So what I heard you just say right now is develop your pillars. And we could take myself for an example. Mm-hmm. So like taking pillars of your life. And I think what's key, listeners, is that you take pillars, exactly like you said, Christabel, that are authentic to you. It's not what are the 5 pillars that I am aspiring towards. I mean, it can be that, but like, who am I? Okay, well, I own True Safety. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, and I love the gym. But you know what I just learned from you too, is like, make sure one of those pillars that you're trying, that you're showcasing to the world, make sure one of those pillars is educational. I've never heard that before, because you're right. When I'm listening, or when I'm following somebody myself, it's like, oh my gosh, this girl has a 6-pack and I want a 6-pack. Like, I don't care really anything else that she does, whether she owns a business or not, a stay-at-home mom, I really don't care. Like, she has a 6-pack and I want that. And she's sharing tips on like every week on how to get the 6-pack. So that's the only reason. You are genius. This is so simple, but you're genius and genius. So where's that line? Like, your clients, mm-hmm. and they're like, what do I not post? Like, what are like practical things? what is the frequency? Like
100%.
What are those beginner questions that you get?
Yeah. So I love to ask my clients, what's the intention and what do they want their audience to feel when you post? So they want to feel like they're learning something, or they want to feel like they're growing, or they want to feel, you know, inspired or motivated, right? So when you're making that post, make sure that you have that in mind. What's the feeling that you want your audience to feel? Whether it's to laugh, you know what I mean? Like, whether it's to feel really good about their day, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it may be, like, that's something that you can ask yourself, and then that will be able to niche down on the content that you're creating.
What if somebody, maybe taking myself out of it, so I have a few girlfriends that are stay-at-home moms, and, you know, maybe they have like a small side hustle, and their question might be, I don't have any skills, or like, I don't, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I don't know how to inspire anyone because I feel like I'm not doing anything.
That's beautiful, because you're a stay-at-home mom. Like, being a mom is a superpower on its own, right? Oh, and having
Like, you're right. When I stay at home mom, I get tears, because I am strong enough and authentic enough to say that I could not do that. Like,
it's a lot.
I have three children, and life is tough. But 100%.
But the tips that you get to share with that would be, how do you do it? What does your schedule look like, right? How do you help other moms that are going through something like, hey, I want to have a side hustle. How do I do that with having my kids? Like, I feel like they're getting in the way. But what is your strategy and your experience with balancing the two? Because even if you don't think, it could just be like your daily routine. You know what I mean? Like, to you, it's just normal. But for somebody else, they're like, oh, I never even thought about that. Like, thank you for sharing that piece of that little nugget, you know, little golden nuggets that you just do as a normal regime because you're so used to it. But somebody else, that could just be like that golden ticket for them to, you know, access their freedom.
Oh my gosh. No, you're so smart, because you are exactly right. Like, my stay-at-home mom friends are like, I'm not inspiring. Like, I don't, you know, I don't really have much going on. And I look at them like, girl, you're the superhuman, because, and you're right, if they posted content on maybe how to make like quick dinners, how to, you know, like funny things of like getting the whole crew ready to go to the park and like the struggles. And like, I would relate to that. I would learn on how to like do cleanup time, or like maybe what are they teaching their children? And I could relate to those age ranges of like, oh, how can we do pickup time, or what's a craft? How can we kill an hour over the weekend?
How do I keep my kids preoccupied so I can focus on something that I love? Like, literally so many things, right? And like, there's so many moms out there that struggle with this kind of thing, but it's like, the littlest thing. Like, I have literally one of my clients, she's got four kids and she's hustler. And I'm like, how do you do it? But like, her content is beautiful, because all she really does is she talks about how to have that balance, you know, how to be there for her kids and also work this job that she has, you know. And it's like, she's a financial advisor, and how does she actually integrate both and start talking to her children about, you know, finance and advice, and, you know, getting them involved in her business and in her work. And it's really cool to watch. You guys should definitely check out her page as well. Her name's Diana, I think, .t or something like that. I'll post it somewhere. But yeah, she's great. Financial advice. And she's so in tune with, you know, her purpose and what she wants to really provide with, like, with her content that's going out. And it's so educational, because she's talking about the finance, but she's also like, hey, I'm a mom and I have a family and I gotta, like, you know, balance both, and here's how, you know. So it's her content's great.
Oh my goodness. All right, so then that covers, in a nutshell, gosh, we're covering things like hyper speedy, quickly, and then when you want more information, you're gonna contact Christabel directly to get more information and coaching. But now let's switch hats to the business owner. So a lot of people listening They might be business owners of like construction companies. Like, let's say a guy's listening and they own maybe like a 100-person construction company. I work with a lot of business owners like that. That's like my industry is oil and gas construction. So let's say they're like, okay, I'm not a stay-at-home mom. I barely put this is like the 40-year-old guy that's listening. And they're like, I own this construction company. He's like, I barely post. I don't even, you know, I barely started my Instagram last year because my kids showed me how. That's oh great. And I see right on set right in my office that a car alarm is going off. We're just gonna listen to that like it's a musical background.
So I love this song.
This is my favorite. So happy it plays right in the middle of the podcast.
Amazing. So,
but let's say it's a business owner. How, and they don't have much of a social
life. Totally.
How do they?
So let's use the construction example. I think that that's great because a lot of people do struggle with that. But a big thing, a lot of guys that are in like their 40s or whatever, and they've built their business around construction, they love it. They're passionate about it. But why are they passionate about it? Because they love being handy and they love, you know, even the teaching aspect of that. So that comes back to the educational component of how do you rip out this drywall, right? What are the steps of like using this tool? Or, you know, like that's all content that can be created to utilize that platform in an educational way, but also testimonials when it comes to stuff like that. Getting your clients, you know, or getting like trades that you're interacting with, you know, and like doing a job together and showing how like what, like, you know, a rebuild is or remodel is done, you know, and like quick, easy fixes for your home to just like revamp it for the holidays or whatever it is, right? There's so much out there. And, you know, like say you're in construction and you just love football or whatever it is. And, you know, yeah, it's like you can integrate both of those. And like, how do you like turn, you know, your garage into like the man cave or whatever it is, right? And so it's like little things that you can kind of share through your own passions and make it convenient for the rest of the world. Like 5 easy steps to, you know, redo your bathroom under 10K or whatever it is, right? And people are like drawn to that and they're like, huh, like interesting. You know, I don't have a lot of money to do my remodel, but like this is something that I actually can do. And people need direction. People literally just need like structure and direction. And if you're giving them that in like a minute, they'll eat that up. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness. That is such great advice. I feel like what I'm hearing most from you, whether it be a business owner, stay-at-home mom, whatever, is giving people permission to showcase their entire life. I feel like gone are the days that you do just showcase, I'm all work. I'm all, here's all my kids. Like I'm guilty of that. Like a lot of my, like, I don't post as much as I need to. I know I need to. You know what we should have done? We freaking should have had you audit. And if you were on your laptop, you'd be able to audit my social and then tear it apart on the show. That would have been a good one. So then you could give me some advice. But like, you are right. Like gone are the days where people are just showing one pillar, like you described, one pillar of their life, because you're right. And I think that it's probably more simple than you think to get started, right?
Totally. Like, and you just start. That's like the biggest thing is a lot of people, they're like, oh my gosh, like, how do I do this? Like, is this the right fit? Like, is this actually my content pillar? But you won't know until you do it. Like, there's been so many times that I've changed my content pillar. So those don't have to be permanent. You know what I mean? Like, you have the freedom to change those whenever you want. Like, say some days I'm like, man, like, I'm not feeling the personal development. Like, I just don't want to post about that. I really just want to post about, like, you know, my business for this reason. You know what I mean? But those can fluctuate as you move through life. Like you're all about evolution and things change, right? You don't need to be stuck on one thing, but also understand that the algorithms and understand like how to read what is getting the most engagement on your page and ask your followers. That's like the biggest thing. Like people are like, I'm going to try all these things and like do all the work. If you make a story post and you're like, hey, what do you guys want to hear on my page? You'll be surprised how many people actually just fill in the blanks for you. You know what I mean?
Gosh. Yeah. And it can be simple things like that really resonates. So I'll just take myself for example, because I don't run anybody else's social, obviously. So like, so I have three children.
Hmm.
One of them is out of control, and she is and she's going to turn two this week. And everyone tells me, like, I get messages on the daily. Goldie is my spirit animal. Like, these are the messages, the DMs I get every day. She, like, the other day, like, even a guy, like, I'm going to be on this radio show. And this guy was like, I was watching your story. And he said, Goldie with her sunglasses on during breakfast, and they were upside down, hanging like sideways, just slowly eating her breakfast. He's like, that sounds like my life. Like, that's me. And like, I give that a lot.
Relatable. Yeah.
Relatable. And I'm like, yeah. Like, and she's out of control. She like lives on her own like world. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, like Goldie, like, people always say like, oh, you guys, you should do a like series.
I was
like,
going to say.
Have her own, you know, like everyone's like, everyone, Goldie should have her own show. She's crazy. So what would you like, what would you tell me? I wish you could see my Instagram right now. Cause I'll tell you right now, I post mainly like of my kids, very few selfies. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, I hate this. Like I really am. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to post myself. I have zero gym content. Like that's pretty much my content. Like I wish you could give me advice. I want you to see it and then like give me advice.
I totally will after this 100%. But I feel like what you just said, like Goldie should definitely have her own series. But the thing is with the content pillars as well is to keep them consistent so that people know right away when they're on their page, like what they're kind of in store for. Right. So like okay. Have like, you know, like mom of three, one's a little crazy, you know, like have like something there on your bio or like podcast host and this and that. And like a couple of things. So people are like, okay, like she's a real human. You know what I mean? It's not just somebody behind a camera. It's like, hey, this is like your real life, right? People like that human connection is so missing in like the world right now because of COVID and everything. Like everyone's kind of sheltered away from building that again. And that trust really isn't there, but having that authenticity, right, on your page is like everything. And Goldie, like she sounds like an absolute treat. And you know, having like memes around that, or you know, just like having like, this is like relatable for anybody, because you know, whether you have a child or not, like she's just living the most adult life ever and just in her own world. And it's so beautiful to see that, you know, translated over a social media platform. But again, it goes back to like the consistency of it. Like set yourself a goal, you know, be like, okay, you know what, like my content pillars are going to be my family time. It's going to be about the podcast. It's going to be something that's, you know, educational about how to like, you know, balance the two. And then there's just going to be a whole series about Goldie, right? So like those four, and then having that as like your consistency. So like, say you want to be posting three times a week or four times a week. It really just depends on the intention of why you're using social media as well, right? Is it to just engage with your following? Is it to actually like become an influencer? Cause that's going to require a lot more work, right? Okay. So once you solidify on that, then you're able to kind of, you know, direct and navigate a little bit more on the content that's going out there, right? If it's just to, you know, have fun with your followers and to just keep them engaged and get to know you, right? And to like, you know, build that community out, then yeah, like four times a week or three times a week. And then just keeping that consistent with like, you know, like on Sundays, I'll just have like a content creation day, you know, and have fun with your kids with it. You know what I mean? Like they love that. They love getting involved with that and with the camera and just like playing and just being, right? Like there's no better way to like learn than from children, because they're so true to themselves. Like they don't care. They don't care. They'll just be. And that's the beauty of it. So have fun with them, get their input as well. Be like, hey, what do you guys want to do today? Right. Like, this is our family day. Like, this is going to be like a post or whatever. And just be like a day with the squad, you know? And it's just like, what do you guys do through that day? Right. And like, it's magic moments like that, right, that you just want to capture.
I love that. And then I love that advice. And then taking that advice that you just said into the practicality of it. Okay. So somebody's listening. They're like, okay, Christabel, I hear you. Like I got my four pillars. It's going to be family, business owner, gym and maybe somebody's a great cook. Like, I don't know. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But like, let's just say. So now going to the execution piece of it. Let's get into the details. I hear what you're saying about the frequency. What I hear you saying is like 3 to 4 times, posting 3 to 4 times minimum a week. If you want to be if you're aspiring to be an influencer, you want to be in that route, it's going to be way more than that. So the execution, how do you personally schedule your content and what tools do you use? So like I use my team, the social media team here at True Safety, they use Hootsuite to schedule all of my content for True Safety. I am horrible about posting on my personal. This is why we need a subject matter expert like you in here, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I have all these pictures of the kids. And I know I needed to take more pictures of myself. Do you on a Sunday or do you pick a day to schedule it out on a planner? Do you just post as is? Like, what do you recommend to your clients? Because I feel like every time I feel like posting, I get so overwhelmed that I just like, screw it, I'm not going to post. Like, as
totally. So this is something that I feel like this is where the power of choice comes in, because like not one thing is going to work for everyone. Like I know someone that like literally will every Sunday they'll go through all their content, they'll schedule everything out. But like for me, I'm a very like go by feeling. I'm like, huh, like if I'm reading a book or listening to a podcast and I'm like, that's really cool and interesting. And like, how do I integrate that into my life? And like, or like a lesson learned if I'm going through a huge transformation or something, I'm like, okay, this is juicy. Like I want to post about that. Like that's something I want to share. But like it usually just comes to me at the spur of the moment kind of thing, because I know what my content pillars are. And if I think of something, I'll be like, oh, interesting. Okay. Like I know I need to be posting this amount of times, but again, like I'm not like an influencer by any means. So I'm not like for an influencer, that's like 30 to 40 posts like a week, which is like insane. It's crazy. Yeah. Like Hermosi talks about it and it's like insane.
I believe it though. I believe that. Totally. Cause like, I mean, for the business, I would say for True Safety, the business guys, to be honest with you, I bet you we do. Did you say 30 times a day? So you said about
30 times, like a week.
Yeah. I bet you True Safety, we post in the 30 times a week. And that's because we're posting on TikTok, on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook,
totally
3 stories a day. Yeah. But for myself, I'm like, I haven't posted in a month.
Yeah. And repurposing, like that's the good thing about like True Safety is that like, you know, you have all these podcasts, you can cut them all up and like have like a bunch of different videos and stuff from that. Right. But that's like another big thing too, is like, when I get on podcasts or I'm speaking or I'm at events and stuff like that, people will like just collab with me on different posts. So it kind of saves me that time, right? Like if you're not somebody that wants to be posting all the time, figure out other avenues, right? Like there's other ways to get, you know, content out there. And it's like, either you're on a podcast or you're doing an interview or you're, you know, helping somebody with their brand or something like that, right? So you're just getting onto another platform or another profile, and it's just a collaborative situation where it's showing up on your page. So I have a ton of that as well, which kind of is like, I wouldn't say cheating, but it's like a little secret sauce to like, hey, like if you don't want to be posting all the time, or you're just like, you know, maybe stepped out of your creativity. And that's another thing, right? Creativity is like the main magic, like secret sauce behind a lot of this content, right?
You're so right. Mm-hmm.
And how do you get back to your creativity? And that's something that we lose a lot, like with our childhood, right? Like being a child, if you go back, like, man, we used our imagination to literally do whatever we wanted it to do. You know what I mean? Like I could pretend I'm in a castle with, you know, like Rapunzel, like hair, and just play for like the entire day. So get yourself to play. How do you get yourself to play? And what are the steps that you need to take to get yourself into that creativity to tap in, right?
Yeah.
And what's inhibiting you from actually doing that, right? What is happening in your life that's stopping you from moving into that creative space? But it's practice.
That just speaks to my heart. It's like, oh, you're killing me. Like you're speaking to me, because like all of us, like I don't care, girl, guy, like you, like that is so authentic. That is so real, that like me, used to be so crazy, creative, free. And it's like, why can I not post a selfie without like like deteriorating myself. Like I'm like, oh, like nope, can't post it. Like this looks, you know, I pick myself apart and then I just get so overwhelmed. I'm like, nope, screw it. I'm not going to post myself because I just, but you're right. Like what draws me into somebody's page today is like unfiltered, like just being real, like the bullet points. The takeaways from today's show, guys, like there's so many of them, but for me, like the highlights are how to get started, get your pillars in place. Okay. Like understand like what are the pillars of your life? Like that's what you're going to showcase. Number two tip, like that's huge, is like make sure one of them is educational. Like there is something that you are doing, listener, that you think is nothing. And everybody would kill for that skill. Everybody would kill for advice on your day to day. And then the third is like the biggest thing is to like be authentic, like be your totally authentic self. Mm-hmm. Like people, you know what I heard? I listen to so many self-improvement podcasts every day. And I heard this stat the other day that was like, the highest frequency that we pick up from somebody else, the most transferable energy is authenticity. You probably heard that. Just like lit up. Like it might be true to you. You probably heard that. Is like, that is the, and because it's like, what's the most powerful transfer of energy? And everyone's like, love. Like I would say love. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, no, when you are, and isn't that real? Huh? When you're talking to somebody.
That's so true. Yeah.
Like you know when they're being like for real with you. Huh? Like,
and that's like their passion, right? Like it's so true to you. You can't speak on anything that isn't in alignment with yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like when I'm able to speak like that, it's because I truly believe and step into every word that I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I actually have this like this chip analogy that I always use because I just think it's so funny. But like think about barbecue chips. Like they're not trying to be salt and vinegar or ketchup. They're just purely, truly barbecue. And not everybody likes barbecue chips, right? But the right people will come and eat the barbecue chips, right? Like they're not changing for nobody. They're just true to themselves. And you're attracting the right vibe and the right energy to your page. So it's organically vetting for you. If you're true to you, you don't have to find the right people. They'll come find you because you're speaking your truth.
Oh my goodness. And I think that everyone re-listen to that, like rewind on the podcast, rewind, and keep listening to that because that was my holdup. And like still to this day, you know, that might be some of that road blockage that's like in my mind of like, oh, can't post that. That's going to offend somebody. Can't put that in my story. That's going to offend. But what you just said is so true. If you're afraid to speak on your faith or you're afraid to, you know, maybe let people know that you're a beginner at the gym and you don't want to post those videos, you are right. You are going to organically attract the people that are your people. You don't want to talk to anybody that isn't your vibe anyways. If you're afraid, like on the faith situation, like if you are so afraid, like this was me, like, oh, can't post anything about my faith, but it's like, you don't want to do any, you don't want to do business with somebody that hates you and for that.
Your beliefs are, exactly. Your values or whatever it is. Exactly. Yeah. Like you just don't need that energy in your life, baby girl.
Anyways, like you're right. Like if you're afraid to post on your values, you won't. You're like, oh, I'm going to offend somebody. You didn't want to do business with the person that you were going to offend anyway.
And what is actually the worst thing that's going to happen? So like, I used to get into that, like, oh man, like, is this going to have all the likes that I want or all the comments that I want? But then at the end of the day, my intention now is as long as one person can take something away from this, I'm happy. You know what I mean? I don't need thousands or hundreds of likes on my page. I just need one person to take something out of what I said. And that's a win.
You know? Oh my gosh. This was, I'm just looking at the time. Also, as the train's going through the office, don't mind me. Just a train is coming, actually. An actual train. But I looked at the time. I can't believe it. We're already at time. I feel like I just talked to you for 1 minute and now it's 30 minutes. But guys, there's so much advice, so much practical advice that you just shared. So I just really appreciate you being real and sharing all those valuable tips. And that's just the surface. If you want to get to know Crispell more, if you want to get more information, if you just have some questions, don't be shy to reach out to her. And if it's for your business, if it's for your personal brand, if it's for all of the above, just feel free to ask and follow her. So you can see her beautiful content. I'm on her Instagram page right now. And you just do such a great job of actually doing what you preach. You're not just saying these are really good pieces of advice. You showcase the self-improvement, who you are as a business owner, the gym, I mean, all these things. So do you have any last piece of advice? And this advice could be how to close off the year. Right now we're filming in October, and I feel like a lot of us, me included, are like, how do we close out these goals? I have these goals that I said I was going to accomplish in January. And hello, everybody. It's towards the end of the year. It's time to get it together. Like,
I would just tell you guys to join my accountability program. That being said, like, if you guys have goals, set yourself up with attainable, you know, steps that can help you get there. Something that's reachable, you know, break it down, small, simple steps. You know, a goal can seem completely left field and so out of reach, but if you really break it down, like, I'll give you an example, like flossing your teeth, start with one. You know, you want to go to the gym, put your shoes on, put your running shoes on, right? Little things, break it down, because when you start breaking it down, it's not unreachable. I promise. Nothing is impossible, and you got this. Like, I truly believe anyone can achieve anything.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. I feel like we're soul sisters, because I just posted on my Instagram story yesterday. I'm not joking. I literally posted just a meme. I reposted it on my story that said, "Celebrate every tiny victory." Totally. And I feel like when we have these big goals, I feel like people listening today, like, are big dreamers or big goal setters like myself. And it could be a depressing life if you're not celebrating and setting time, like intentional time aside, to practice your gratitude and be like, man, I woke up this morning. Like,
totally.
Grateful for that. Like, I went to the gym. Like, maybe it wasn't like, you know, like, just appreciating where you are today and appreciating all those little things that you did. I think that echoes what you just said.
100%. Yeah. Celebrating all the little wins. 100%. I couldn't agree more. That's everything.
Oh my gosh. Well, cool. This time flew by. I can't wait to connect with you, stay friends with you. And again, we're going to connect all of your connection points so people can reach out to you. But thank you, everybody, for listening. Happy Friday. You probably won't be listening to this on a Friday, but you know what? This is how we're going to end it. Just how you started it. Have a magical day. In all seriousness, you're alive. Like, you're alive. Have a magical rest of your day. Make it a magical rest of your day. Any little final words?
I had the most amazing time. Thank you so much. And I hope everyone, you know, actions some of these steps in their daily routine, and, you know, is unapologetically and fiercely themselves, right? Like, go out there. Who cares? Like, nobody at the end of the day. You have yourself. And if, as long as you're speaking your truth, like, everything will follow for sure.
Oh, you're beautiful. Your words are beautiful. Thank you so much. Everyone, have a magical rest of your day. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for joining us for another inspiring episode of the Apollonia Rockwell Show. My goal is to give you actionable insights and motivation that propels you towards success. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Stay connected with us for more powerful conversations with thought leaders. Until next time, lead with purpose, chase your dreams, and always strive for greatness.